What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So he kind of said what he always said in those situations.
Yeah, and he did follow up and say, you know, we have one of those guys.
Yes, he did say that after that answer. He said, we do have a...
How about two? What about two guys like that?
Well, we've entered a very interesting era in Detroit sports. Where we try to have a lot of variety to the show, entertain a bunch of different people on a bunch of different levels. But we're getting a repetitive theme that I want to talk about. We'll get to that today at 11:46. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Carson for Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights, and they're coming in hot with summer send-off savings right now. Lease the new 2026 model year Equinox LT for just $359 per month with 36 months and zero money down. $359. Go down to 17.5 in Van Dyke and Sterling Heights. 87-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive. With GM employee discount, Finance Reality Financial, 10,000 miles per year plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends. Doug Carson, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so look, we were talking about the Brad Holmes interview and the roster and all that and the Tesla stuff and Hooker and Josh Amoran writes in that Tesla is going to be Offensive Rookie of the Year contender, top three. He won't win it because of bias to other positions. Bold-ass prediction.
Okay.
I mean, let me just... Last year, Brian Thomas Jr. was a rookie wide receiver in Jacksonville. He got 133 targets for 87 receptions and 10 touchdowns.
He was great.
Malik Nabers.
Also great.
170 targets, 109 receptions, 7 touchdowns. How is he going to compete when rookies can do stuff like that on other teams?
Put that in perspective. I'm on our St. Brown last year. 141 targets. It's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not like... Was it Malik Nabers you said that had 170 targets?
Man. All right, here you go. How many targets did you think LaPorta would get his rookie year? I'm sure you didn't think it'd be 120. Tesla will get at least 50. Tesla will be wide receiver three by midseason, and he will get high 50s targets. Well, when LaPorta joined the team, they weren't as good. He had a chance to be a starter. If you told me Tesla had a chance to be the number one receiver on the team from the beginning, I'm would think that, yeah, the target numbers are going to be pretty high.
I think LaPorta gets more targets this year than he did last year. Only had 83 last year, played 16 games, and was hurt for much of the season, but still played. Tim Patrick, who was healthy, had 44 targets as the number three receiver last year. So, again, unless you think he's going to step right in and be wide receiver number three from the get-go, that to me is the only way he gets north of like 35 targets.
Well, if he's going to be wide receiver number three, what I find interesting is the insiders that projected their rosters, they both had Khalif Raymond and Tim Patrick still on the roster. If he was going to be wide receiver three, there'd be a chance one of those guys would just get released. Here you go. You guys got to stop underhyping Tesla. He would put up Puka Nacua numbers if there weren't so many mouths to feed on this offense. I'm thinking like 800 yards and 8 touchdowns, though, as a rookie.
Well, that's the point, is that there are mouths to feed on this team. He's not going to a team that's devoid of talent in the wide receiver room. That's why we're underselling it, I guess, because I don't expect him to make that kind of an impact because he's not going to have that opportunity. He's not going to get, you know, reps over J-Mo. Certainly not getting reps over Amon-Ra. So he's competing with Tim Patrick and Khalif Raymond for those reps. I mean, you made the point, Mr. Texter, there. If he went to a team that had an unquestioned wide receiver one and then there were questions about wide receiver two, he'd have an opportunity. That's not the case here in Detroit. It's just not. You got two stud receivers, a stud tight end, one of the best running backs in all of football. Those are the top four guys that are going to get the football.
Yeah.
And then, oh, by the way, David Montgomery is also a guy that catches the ball in the backfield. He had 38 targets as a running back. And he only played 14 games last year.
I guess, I'm excited about him as well. I'm not as excited to put him in saying he'd be Puka Nacua if there were another mouse to feed. I think that's an early call, in my opinion. But, hey, my man's putting him out there.
Here's what I expect out of him this year. When he gets his chances to play and he gets his opportunities and the ball comes his way, I do expect him to catch the ball and make an impact. I just don't think it's going to happen on a scale where you're seeing him targeted 5, 7, 10 times a game. I think where it gets interesting is the red zone and to see what personnel the Lions use in the red zone. Because this is a guy 6'4" and jumps 39 inches straight up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a weapon to have in the red zone. That's the big receiver they've been looking for that can make that thing happen. And because he is a mismatch, and you saw the touchdown that he had in the game on Saturday. I mean, he just went up and got it. And that's the kind of matchup that you can exploit because of his size.
You don't make many trips to the red zone when you score all your touchdowns from 80 yards out, Scott.
Well, there is that. But, I mean, could Tesla end up with like 5 touchdowns this year? That wouldn't surprise me. I think getting north of 40 targets would surprise me.
Yep. Okay. So what has become sort of an evergreen topic in Detroit Sports Talk Radio is none of our teams will make a big move. They're all scared or they're all cheap. People were really mad at the trade deadline for the Red Wings. They were really mad at the trade deadline for the Tigers. They were really mad. I don't know if they were really mad. There was some Brad Holm angst at the trade deadline, but now I feel like this growing thing again with Cincinnati and Trey Hendrickson and Micah Parsons. If I heard that the Lions could have Trey Hendrickson for a second round pick and a player they're not using, and they said no, I would be mad. Why do you think a deal hasn't been struck between the Lions and Cincinnati for Trey Hendrickson?
I think it's because Trey Hendrickson, everybody knows that Trey Hendrickson wants to get an extension.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the difficult part for the Lions to get involved with because he's worth $35 million on the market, at least, per season.
Much of this money is spoken for like Hutch's contract, for instance, or Brian Branch's contract.
Exactly. So if the Lions were to get involved, I mean, it would either have to be at a tremendous discount or it would just be for this year.
Which would be awesome if Trey Hendrickson ever just says, just get me the F out of here. I want to go win a Super Bowl somewhere, and then I'll hit free agency.
Yeah. And would the Lions be able to give him a little bit of a bonus this year? Because I think he's making $16 million for the year.
Yeah.
Could they afford to give him a bonus this year and make it a one-year deal thing where it's all of a sudden 1 year for $30 million? And then next year, after the season, becomes a free agent, and you can part ways. But if they're able to do something like that, then I think they can get involved. But I don't know if they can.
Yeah.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
There are other bidders,
and
you have to have, you have to have the best offer to go get the guy. You know, I think people think that Holmes overvalues his draft picks, and yet, you know, I think he's looking at a model where he constantly is replenishing the roster with cheaper, younger players. I guess ultimately the question is, you know, do we out here that aren't in the game, that aren't sitting in those meetings, overestimate how many trades are actually out there? Brad Holmes tried to say, essentially, you couldn't get Max Crosby or Myles Garrett. Those guys weren't being traded.
Right.
No matter what you heard, he tried to say that those guys weren't getting traded. Whether or not people believe it or not, I guess is another thing. The Trey Hendrickson thing, I mean, if you're Trey Hendrickson, do you eventually just say, get me out of Cincinnati? I doubt it. I think he's going to continue to look for a new contract. He does say he loves Cincinnati. I think eventually he'll play on it. What is expiring deal and go to free agency, but or get franchised, I suppose. But I don't know, man. It just doesn't seem that it's probable or even realistic until Hendrickson says that, because he's so much older than the young players they want to, you know, they probably are more interested in the 4 or 5 years or 5 or 6 years or 7 or 8 years with Hutch and Brian Branch than they are with a year or two of Trey Hendrickson.
I am still very skeptical that Cincinnati ends up trading him, because he means so much to the team. They have no defense, and any guys they have, they're right now, they're so young that they don't know yet. They're rookies. They don't know what they have yet with these guys. Trey Hendrickson's a known commodity, and he makes that team better. He is a dominant player on defense. And Trey Hendrickson, apparently, remember he said this weeks ago, and I guess he reiterated this yesterday, that they're close on annual salary and length of his next contract. Like that, those parameters, they're good on, or they're really close to it. The problem is the Bengals, they don't want to guarantee the money for his next contract. So it's the guaranteed money part that has him saying no. Because and I don't blame him. It's like, what are you, I'm going to agree to this, and then you're going to cut me the next year?
Yeah.
Like, no, let's give me the money that I deserve on an extension. We're talking extension. Give me some guaranteed money on this whole deal. I just, the way that's worked out Myles Garrett, worked out Max Crosby. It'll work out, I imagine, with Trey Hendrickson eventually, that Cincinnati comes to their senses and they'll get something done. Maybe Joe Burrow has to get involved, whatever the case is. But, I mean, this is a guy that they just can't let go.
248-539-9797. All right, something in the Tiger game last night that happened that was kind of ridiculous, but I loved it. We'll get to that today at 12:05. And another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That at 12:35 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.